Today's movie review is High Plains Drifter, directed and acted by Clint Eastwood in 1973. It was Clint Eastwood's directorial debut of a Western, although he had directed another film that wasn't a Western prior to this one. It was done sort of in the style of the spaghetti Westerns, although with his own soundtrack. Also, it was shot on location 300 miles outside of Los Angeles near Mono Lake in the desert. And it's a really beautiful scenery where this is. It really looked desolate and remote, this little town called Lago. And it was unclear why he was traveling to this town. The title is High Plains Drifter, so you are under the assumption that he is drifting into the town. However, once he gets there, everyone is just kind of looking at him. You know, there's not a whole lot of people in this town, but they're all just looking at him, staring at him. It's not long into the film, maybe the first 10 minutes or so, and he's killed three people that were threatening him while he was getting a shave. Not too long after that, he rapes a woman. So he's an unsavory character. There's no really redeeming part of that, the rape scene. You want to like the main character in the movie. In the end, you end up still liking him for whatever reason. He's still likable. He ends up solely involved with another woman in the movie. Initially, he drags her into the room. He doesn't force himself on this woman. Instead, he used his boyish charm this time. Those were all side plots. Once the town people figured out he was a master shot, basically. He was a gunslinger. They knew they had to hire him to fend off an attack that was pending on the town by these three hoodlums. There's flashbacks that Clint Eastwood has where it shows him being whipped. It was unclear at first, was it him? But how would you have a flashback if it wasn't you? And if he was there, and if the person he's having the flashback of was his brother, then he wouldn't be having a flashback. In my opinion, the flashbacks that they show in the movie are of him being whipped. And it's later revealed that the man that was beaten to death, or that was whipped to death by the townspeople, was buried in an unmarked grave just outside of town. So you have that, and you're like going, what is going on? This is weird. And this weird, eerie music, it's really cool. The music, the spooky kind of music that plays in the background. The town isn't your typical spaghetti Western town. It was different than how they are in the spaghetti Westerns. Having said that, they hired him to teach them how to fend off these hoodlums. He tried, got them all guns and was trying to teach them how to do it. But in the end, they were just a pathetic mess and they were unable to do it. The day that they were going to be invaded, Clint Eastwood gets on a horse and leaves town, leaving them, forcing them to fend for themselves. When the three hoodlums ride in on their horses, they start shooting. They were hopeless. The hoodlums took over the town in a few minutes. As night fell, you're thinking, like, where did the stranger go? Yeah, Clint Eastwood's character was referred to as the stranger. They didn't give him a name officially in the movie. He makes his appearance, kills two of the hoodlums straight away by whipping them to death and hanging them. The third hoodlum, he gets into a gunfight and just shot him a bunch of times. Then, I guess, after that, as he's about to leave town, the little guy in the movie named Mordecai, he's etching out the unmarked grave. He put the real name, I think it was something Duncan. He put the real name of the man on the grave marker. And as Eastwood's about to leave, he says to him, "But I don't even know your name." And he goes, "Yes, you do." And then he rides off into the heat. The credits start to roll, and then he mysteriously vanishes as the heat wave, as you can see in the distance. And normally he wouldn't have disappeared. So the implication was that he was a ghost that whole time. That was him in the flashbacks. There was some confusion, and there still is. And this is my interpretation of how the film ended. That was his ghost, not the brother, but that was his ghost. However it's interpreted, it was very entertaining. It was thought-provoking. It was a lot deeper than I thought it would be. I really thought it was a interesting film. It was one of Eastwood's better films. Now, I wouldn't say it was his best spaghetti Western or his best Western. I would not say that, as other people have said. I enjoyed it enough to give it 4 stars.